Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ozzy is going home.
Yeah.
The rock world sheds one more tear. I'm out of lyric-related ways to describe Ozzy Osbourne's death. And working... Tommy on a radio station that plays the greatest music ever recorded. It's not rare that we come to see a legend pass here.
Yeah.
What is weird, however, is that we lose an artist whose music impacts the folks who were kids. That music impacts folks.
Yeah.
That music was just as popular when they were kids to people born 30 years after that album came out. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had one band to give, just one, that you loved when you were a kid to a kid now, who's it going to be?
Some punk-ass kid.
Not a good start.
Punk-ass boy.
Punk-ass boy?
Yeah. I got to impress this kid.
You're hanging out.
And he hates everything.
That's you. You're just
He don't listen.
Don't take care of his kids.
Runs his goddamn mouth.
Even though he's only 15. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So as everybody knows by now, Ozzy Osbourne passes away yesterday at the age of 76. The most remarkable thing about Ozzy, as heavy as his music was, is that it's always been popular throughout every generation.
Yeah, it's had some hang time.
Every generation creates new legions of Ozzy Osbourne fans. Like, they were just showing that show he did 2 weeks ago. A show he performed while he was dying.
Oh, yeah.
And you saw faces from teenage kids all the way up to 90-year-old fans. And if you've ever been to an Ozzy show, you've seen this. Like, my 12-year-old is an Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Here's the exercise.
That's the exercise.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. No matter what your age is, you can take one band, one, from when you were a kid, a band from your youth that you loved, and you have to share that band with a 15-year-old kid today. And when you share that band with the kid, they not only have to love the band, they would think you're cool for showing them.
Okay.
And because we've established Ozzy already, he has been burned up.
All right.
You cannot use him. I need to know. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What that band would be and why you think that classic band that you love, that you would share with this 15-year-old, that he would love it and he would think you're cool too, why would they love that music as well?
Because that's hard because like...
Because your music sucks?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't use my music. But like there's certain artists that are cool, but to a kid, it might look like just some old man now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two... They're not really bands, but they're performers.
You get one.
No, but I'm saying, I was going to say.
No. We literally, because you're going to do this thing where you're just going to start naming all the artists and you're going to take everybody's stuff and nobody's going to be able to call.
Okay.
You get to pick one. Tommy?
One band and one band only.
One
musician.
Yeah. One band musician to show a 15-year-old from your heyday that they think would cool, it's cool, and you're cool for it. Who is it?
Oh, it's number one.
Who?
Grand Funk.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'm taking Grand Funk all the way.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah.
Kimmy,
heard of
them? Do we have a way to play it off of?
We got Grand Funk.
No, I don't
think. No, I know.
Kimmy has to save it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Kimmy's going to work on something real quick. Why are you?
Because booze and ladies keep me right. As long as I can get to the show tonight. That says it all right there.
Look, I'm not arguing that Grand Funk Railroad.
What song should I pull up that you think?
American Band.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know if you wanted like a deep cut.
No.
Keep that guy.
No.
don't know if Grand Funk has deep cuts.
Well, they do.
They couldn't afford them.
Every band has deep cuts.
It was an album. It was four albums of just American band over and over and over again. All right, you idiot. I'm not arguing that Grand Funk Railroad is not a good band.
I'm trying to impress this guy to go check this out.
A 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, check it out. From my generation.
Of all of the music of your generation.
Cut down, garage rock, simple, cool guy.
That is what?
Yeah. It's garage rock for sure.
Okay, Kimmy, give me.
It's simple. Three guys.
Okay, yes, I
am. And all that sound.
Oh, my. You're not serious right now. No 15-year-old kid would think Grand Funk Railroad is cool. Kimmy, do we have the ability? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, this kid's going to love
it. It's a great band. No 15-year-old kid likes this. Okay, I'm ashamed of you.
Well, I definitely left the field open.
How are you so bad at this?
Well, I had other guys, but I
But you wanted to make yourself look dumb?
No. That's a great tune about America, buddy.
Okay.
With booze and ladies.
No, it's not about America. It's about a band from America.
Yeah.
They're an American band.
In Omaha.
Okay.
Late last night.
All right. I think now it is important, based on the puke you've just puked all over yourself, to establish what we are looking for, what you may want to look for in coming up with this band. Are you looking for a band that is easy to listen to? Like it's timeless, where everybody agrees, this is catchy, this is fun. Mm. Are you looking for a band that is super unique? Something that would not exist anymore that would blow the mind of a 15-year-old kid. Mm. Are you looking for that timeless sound? Think something like the Beatles, where if they were to release one of their tracks today, you could still play it on top 40 radio.
Yeah.
Some of their songs, right? Like, no band checks all of those boxes. And you can never tell what will be timeless until 30 or 40 years later.
Yeah, but something in other bands that I think are cool, but to a 15-year-old kid, it may sound hokey, even though they were like some of the most unique music ever.
Uh-huh.
But that kid might go, why? That sounds like something you'd be playing at a baseball game.
But you're also not listening to pop music today. I mean, there are influences in pop music
and
today.
And I think that's what you have to look for in selecting the
band. I don't know that.
All right. Well, Kimmy does. All right. We got folks on hold, but before we get there, 252-WCMF. Kimmy, I will ask you.
Yeah.
One band from your youth.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick them. Show it to a 15-year-old kid. That kid will think you're cool and enjoy the music. Who is that band?
Okay, so this is not a band that I would have picked like 10 years ago. But because there's been this weird resurgence of this type of music coming back and bands that sound like they were from
like
this
Grand
time.
Funk.
Blink 182.
All right, that's a good one. That's
only
really
because
good one.
Like...
And it hurts me to think that that's
weird.
A vintage band.
It is weird, but because I was like a Warped Tour gal, but I didn't think that...
Could you have said that more?
I was a Warped Tour gal,
so I listened to all that music when I was a teenager, but it didn't really live on. At least I didn't think it lived on.
Oh, no, I stepped in my mud in my checkerboard Vans. No!
I did. A lot of muddy shows.
Now I'm going to put my Uggs on the way home.
But I didn't think that music would come back around again, and it kind of has recently. So I think right now, Blink 182 would hit with a lot of younger people.
That's a really good one. Again, like that's not, it's not classic rock, but it's now vintage music.
Right.
That's from her generation.
But your daughters wouldn't know what it was.
No, you're right. And I catch my daughters listening to that stuff. I forget where I was driving. It was somewhere out in the sticks like 2 weeks ago. And I saw a kid on a scooter wearing JNCO-like jeans in a Blink 182 t-shirt. And I'm like, I went back in time. What the hell did I eat this morning? Yeah. All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, in honor of Ozzy being one of the most timeless artists of all time.
Yes.
The band from your youth, show it to a 15-year-old kid. That kid not only loves the music,
oh boy,
but thinks you're cool for liking him. Let's start with Larry. Larry, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Pink Floyd.
Okay, that is a dicey proposition. Why Pink Floyd?
Unique.
Their music is timeless. CMF constantly plays them. You have a lot of younger listeners, and I just think that people would like that. Younger kids would like that.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have the boom, 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 boom of hip-hop or any of that other stuff.
Remember a little bump when he came to Frontier Field? Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom,
boom. Little boom, boom.
I was booping him, and he was booping me, and I was booping back at him.
And he was like, ah!
All right, Larry. Now, look, I agree with you. Pink Floyd is
very unique,
timeless, and it is super unique. I feel like unless you were born when Pink Floyd hit, there is an expiration date on Pink Floyd. And this is a personal thing for me. Tell me, I want to know your opinion. They released, Larry, what was the name of that album they released in the early 2000s where it was all of Pink Floyd's, like, deepest cuts and greatest hits?
You know, Endless River.
Something like that, whatever it was. So I got that when I was a freshman in high school, and I listened to that CD until it burned out.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it from Syd Barrett all the way up to the newest stuff.
Right.
And then, Larry, one day I woke up, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I could, I still listen to it, and I still, like, when it comes on the radio, enjoy it, but I won't go out of my way to listen to Pink Floyd anymore. You still listen to it the way you did when you were a kid?
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
I've got a bunch of them on my phone. You know, obviously Dark Side, Wish You Were Here. Metal I wasn't too much into. That was a little too...
too metal?
Psychedelic for me.
Okay, I get what you're saying. All right, well, Larry, we got you for Pink Floyd. Thanks for the call. I don't like that one.
I don't think a kid would like it. I think they would be bored with it.
You got to be patient, right?
You have to be patient. It's very slow music.
So do we have to take that into account, too? Now I'm going to sound like an old man. The attention span.
Oh, yes, you do.
Of 15-year-old kids.
And what it sounds like to them. Because I remember I had my nephew in the car, and the doors were on.
Okay.
And my nephew goes, what? That sounds like the music they play at a baseball game. With the organ and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounded like something from my dad's generation. I'm thinking, this is the coolest music ever, man. And the kids go, this is terrible.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. Lazo writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. By the way, I wish my name was Lazo. Mm-hmm. What is Lazo short for? He says, I've pushed the doors on my niece and nephew since they were 14. My niece knows the lyrics to most of the songs. They're into the doors.
You know what's interesting, too, and I've noticed this, but I can't think of one specific artist that this would apply to. I've noticed, like, a lot of new artists sampling, like, disco music.
Yeah, well, Sabrina Carpenter is, like, huge right now.
Yeah.
She's a top 40 artist. Her stuff sounds a lot like it's disco music.
Yeah,
but I can't think of, like, a song or an artist that you would introduce to a kid that they would think would be cool.
The Bee Gees? ABBA.
Maybe.
I mean, ABBA is the perfect
that
example.
That never really went away.
Yeah, I mean,
Donna Summer?
On the radio?
Well, I'm saying that.
Whoa.
From disco, though.
I know, I was doing the song.
Oh.
Wasn't that Donna Summer?
Which one?
On the radio. Whoa.
I don't think so. That's Grand Funk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
No, they had a big disco.
Did they have a big
disco?
Over there? American band, whoa! 252 WCMF, one band from your youth. You show it to a 15-year-old kid. That kid not only thinks you're cool, but they think the music's cool. In honor of Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday, timeless music. Jay's going to take a swing. Hey, Jay, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Carlos Santana. He's still out there creating new music. Listen to his new album, Sentinent. Also listen to Dave Matthews Band and the influence that he's had with Dave Matthews as well as collaborating with him. Think about all the collaborations he did
with Rob and all the other guys. They did two of his albums. The guy just keeps putting out new stuff, and he crosses all genres with other rock artists.
Okay, now, Jay, I know he has a history, as you brought up, with Rob Thomas and Michelle Branch back in the day. That Resurgence album is 25 years old.
But you're still talking about what kids listen to today. I saw it with my daughter.
Okay.
With the stuff I listen to, she filled her car up with all that stuff also.
Okay, I mean, would you agree with Santana?
Santana in the day, yeah. But I mean, it's very unique music. But I don't know, again, if that would appeal to a kid.
But it's easy to listen to. I mean, it does grab your attention right away.
It does for me.
Have you listened to Dave Matthews Band at all?
Who doesn't? Yeah, when I'm taking a cold shower.
Jay, thanks for the call. I'll take Santana over Pink Floyd for a 15-year-old
yes,
so far.
Yes, right. That I would.
So Santana's the leader in the clubhouse as we speak. Let's talk to Greg. Greg, who's your band buddy?
Hey, I'm a 19-year-old, and I personally love listening to Pink Floyd.
You love Pink Floyd.
Maybe so, you also listen to this crap.
Are you looking forward to getting friends at some point?
I'd like to point out that I've got many friends. My friend Ian's working on the crew. I'm hoping he's listening right now.
Okay.
Shout out to Ian.
All right, so Greg, let me ask you a question, because I know if you listen to Pink Floyd, that means you have older people in your life trying to push music on you at all times. Which band blew you away from the music we play the first time you heard them the most?
Honestly, probably it was Pink Floyd for me. That's where I got like a jump in. My dad showed it to me. I listened to it, and I just like started collecting vinyl CDs in my car and listened to the break room.
You need help, son. You need to get to somebody quickly.
That's a lot coming from you, Tommy.
Yeah, you're brutal.
How old is he, 19?
19. Yeah. Yeah, I want to make fun of Greg, but he sounds like the happiest 19-year-old that ever
he
existed.
He is. He's a hipster.
Hey, guys, all right. Watch out.
Heading down to the vinyl store, guys.
Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of your 19-year-old day.
You too.
Hate that kid. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
All right. Tons of folks are writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. And it's funny to like look through, because everybody, like we said, thinks their genre of music was the greatest, their time period. Like, we have everything from Genesis, which... that can be a complicated band, too, but I also love Phil Collins' era, Genesis, right? Which I, The Police? The Police is an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of music that sounds like The Police that they play on modern radio now.
But The Police is very, it's very jazzy.
Yeah, but you it's could put rock. It in any, it kind of, yeah.
Steely Dan's the same way. Steely Dan is basically a jazz band.
But there's also music on the stations my kid listens to, kids listen to, that sound like Steely Dan.
All right. So the kids are into jazz,
I guess. Well, I mean, like Kimmy said, like there's a disco influence coming back again, which kind of has a jazz influence.
It does.
In it
does.
252-WCMF 252-9263. I tell you, I see you guys on hold. Let's talk for a second.
Yeah, I'd love to.
You know, because we had said you never know what is going to end up being timeless music until you're 30, 40 years down the road. Mm-hmm. For example, like for whatever reason, Fleetwood Mac has become massively popular.
Yeah, it came back.
Yeah, with Gen Z and Gen Alpha women. So think college and high school and middle school age kids.
Mm.
And the music is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Fleetwood Mac's awesome. But who would have thought that in the mid-70s, the drama surrounding the album Rumors would be relevant to the grandchildren of the people that were buying the records?
Yeah, because these are old people now.
Yes. Like, bro, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these kids who have these women that are 15 to 25, their grandmothers and grandfathers were buying that record.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, why is Fleetwood Mac so popular with Gen Alpha and Gen Z women all of a sudden?
I thought it was more millennial women.
Okay.
I didn't know that, like, girls your daughter's age were listening to it.
My daughters love Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's, again, it's music that I think fits in a lot of categories. So maybe that's why. It just, you know, there are a lot of people that could like
that
it.
That whole band fit in a lot of different places.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Talking about sex. 252-WCMF. All right, let's get a lady in here.
Okay.
Been talking to a lot.
Finally.
One band to show a 15-year-old kid. They not only will love the band from your genre, from your time period, but they will think you're cool for showing it to them. Stephanie, who's your band?
Hi, guys. Oh, hooray. Yay. So can I say my daughter has loved these guys since they were six?
No.
Since she was six, AC/DC.
Okay, AC/DC.
Yeah.
She loves AC/DC. We got her a whole special edition Funko Pop set of AC/DC Back in Black, and she went crazy.
Okay, so let's talk about this. As we talk about the attention span of young kids, it grabs you right away.
Oh, it does.
It's loud.
It jumps. It moves.
It's
baby.
Fast. It's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, AC/DC
screams at you.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's a good, and it is fun music.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird, yeah. though. Like,
he also loves Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Okay, but that's like on the totally opposite side of the spectrum.
Got
Stephanie.
A wide range.
I huge range.
Okay. All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you for the call. I like AC/DC.
So here's one thing you cannot play for this kid.
What?
And he's Southern rock. Because it's just going to sound like country music.
Well, but kids like country music.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but it wouldn't be. He would have a different opinion of that music than you do. Like if you played him Skynyrd, or the Allman Brothers, that's just going to sound like country music to him.
I don't
and
know.
And it doesn't even sound like the country music we play now.
I would argue that Skynyrd sounds a lot like some of the stuff on country radio right now. I mean, it's not
it's very
country
female.
Rock crossover.
Yeah, but most of it's female. Driven.
I understand. I think that you're underestimating the draw of that, like, twang. Because you're right. You have made the argument on the show before, and I tend to agree with you, that, like, the modern concert arena rock has been...
Oh, it was taken from classic rock.
And taken over to country.
Yeah, because those kids were all fans of those bands.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Skynyrd or Allman Brothers might work.
Oh. In all seriousness. I thought they'd be, this just sounds like country music.
252 WCMF. All right, let's get an old codger in here.
Right.
A man who's never in a good mood when he talks to us. And we talk to him rarely. It's an honor to have him on.
Oh.
Let's talk to Lou. He's on CMF. Lou, who's your band, buddy?
I just went to a show Sunday night, and there was a guy there with his 14-year-old son. It's a Rush cover band called Why Not that came to town. And so Rush.
Yeah.
I think Rush transcends through everything. They're just phenomenal music.
I think he's right. Okay. I was thinking that one last night, but then if you started talking too complicated, it is complicated music. But you're right. I mean, Lou, it sounds like everything.
Man, you play Tom Sawyer, it's everywhere. Everybody knows. I mean, and the kids have a they can relate to it because it's all through. When I saw Rush on their farewell tour, they did the clip with South Park, and Cartman came out and started Tom Sawyer off on a big screen.
Well, Cartman's so, in. The cartoon's digging it.
Hysterical. It was hysterical. It took over the whole audience went quiet.
I'm dying
right
Cartman now.
Tom Sawyer.
All right, Lou. Well, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll put you in for Rush. Here's the problem with Rush, and I love Rush.
Very unique music.
If they saw a picture of Rush, they may not be fans of Rush.
Yes.
Very weird looking show.
Yeah.
And I love them. I love them.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah.
A little different. Just saying.
Whew. 252 WCMF. All right, let's rip a couple more off. Brian, who's your band, buddy?
I've got a guy who had a solo career and two other bands, Joe Walsh, Eagles, James Gang.
I mean, he wasn't a dominant figure.
Well, I mean,
You talking about the James Gang?
Yeah,
days?
He did say the James Gang.
Yeah, I mean that was.
Yeah, Joe Walsh was in the James Gang.
He's just a straight Joe Walsh guy.
Yes,
I like Joe Walsh. I'm not in.
I do too, but I don't.
I don't know what. Do 15-year-old kids like the Eagles? I mean, it is that kind of country.
Yeah, it's very twangy, man.
He had a good solo career too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Brian, thanks for the call. Remember when Joe Walsh was a character on the Drew Carey Show?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, that was just for us.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to, Dave is a good point, I think. Let's wrap it up with Dave.
All right.
He's on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Dave. What do you got?
Well, I think we're underestimating the younger generation. they have a huge appreciation for all kinds of music.
Yeah, I see that in the children I see walking around.
I think he's right. Like, I think that they will listen to all genres of music, and they have favorite artists in each category. Like, they don't just like rock.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I've noticed that they will actually be more apt to go to music festivals that introduce even more music.
How many kids you hanging out with?
Actually, I don't even have kids, but
okay, that's disturbing.
Nieces, nephews.
Oh, young children.
Nieces and nephews, and
what are you listening to these days?
Hmm? You're making fun of him, but you're at the same boat, man.
Man.
And I also talk like that. Again.
No, I mean, look, to Dave's point, I got my daughters. Yeah. They're going to be turning 15 and 13 very soon.
Yeah.
And he's right. They don't have a specific genre of music.
That's because they have a weirdo dad that likes Queen.
Why is that weird?
Because it's from your generation.
So, yeah, it's one of the greatest bands in the history of music. It's unique.
I understand.
And by the way, Queen, I think, would be an A number one to introduce to kids.
That's
today.
A weird.
It's operatic. Freddie Mercury is.
I hear that the kids love the operatic music now. I have nieces and nephews that are singing
why
opera.
They?
They're singing all the hits from the 16th and 17th century.
Right. Dave, let me ask you this. I think you make a great point,
Dave
there.
Areno.
I agree with you 100%. Dave, if you had to pick a band to share with a 15-year-old and they would be impressed and think you're cool and love the music, who would it be?
I don't think there's just one.
You got to pick one, though. Give me the A number one. Give me the A number one.
Ozzy was my idol when I was a kid.
Okay. Well, sorry for your loss, Dave. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We clearly established the rules that Ozzy was not usable because he used
That's your boy.
Maybe missed that part.
That's your boy, Dave.
Why you make him sound like Thurston Howell?
He could do traffic for us, actually. You know?
Probably could.
Tommy is so mad at the traffic guy for some reason.
I know.
Our traffic guy sounds like he's trying to tell you about some deal he's scoring.
What's it sound like?
I'm Alan Carr, and I got I got a way to get you around town. Listen, give me a call. I'll straighten you out. Talk to a couple of people and get back to me. This is Alan Carr for your traffic.
It's weird how Alan Carr sounds like it might be related to Glenn Johnson.
Bro, you never see him at the same place at the same time.
You have three impressions that you do for everybody on the show.
That's right, buddy.
Like, if Alan Carr was telling me about snow that was coming, what would that sound
like? It'd be like a half inch of glaze.
That's Glenn Johnson! You're doing Glenn Johnson!
I used to do a Killer Spisano.
How's that go?
I'm Scott Spisano.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We're back, baby!
All right.
Not Ozzy. He's gone forever.
Yeah,
Bills are back at St. John Fisher University for the first day of training camp. And oh my goodness, do we have an amazing guest on with us right now.
Well, who we got?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. A man who's been traipsing all over Europe.
Yeah, you've been telling me.
A man who decided to come back with a third of a beard on his face, tucking T-shirts into pressed khaki pants. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by our friends at Ace Swim and Leisure, Chile Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, Maddie's Motorsports with locations at Danville, Spencerport, and Farmington, and by We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street, WeTheHobby.com. From the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday on The Fan, 95.7 The Fan. Our good buddy, Mike Danger. What up, Dange?
How was that regatta you were dressed up for the other day, Pat?
Okay, let's not take shots after you got done with your salsa dancing lesson.
Don't be jealous of the savage tan I acquired while 2 weeks in Europe. I mean, come on, Pat.
Yeah,
come on.
You're paying for it now live at Bills training camp, which will be touching 90 degrees the next 3 days.
How much are they paying everybody around here?
What are you talking about?
He went to Europe.
Yeah.
You went to London. She goes to Vegas every other weekend.
No, I don't.
You've been at that eyeball thing like twice.
The eyeball thing.
The eyeball thing. All right. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. You have new outfits every Thursday.
Yeah, they're $40 track suits. I'm not a Spaniard.
Danger, let's get into some actual football. The biggest news from yesterday, the red helmets are back. Kimmy, Tommy, and I were discussing. It feels like everything is lining up. You have the heritage of the red helmets. The Bills also announced they're bringing back their standing Buffalo throwbacks. You have the last year in the stadium, the reigning MVP, the ability to raise your first ever championship banner in your brand new stadium for their first game. I mean, look, if you believe in storybook endings, this is the storybook ending for Highmark Stadium, right?
I was like thinking about where we were last year versus where we are this year. And
you were probably in Europe.
But partially. The last year, remember how we were thinking, there were people that were predicting that the Bills wouldn't win the division, that they would finish behind the Jets and the Dolphins. And this year, it's the complete opposite. Expectations are high the way they were a couple of years ago when you still had Stephon Diggs on this roster. I think that this year has the makings of being special, but the thing that's evaded this team in all of the playoff appearances is getting that one seed in the postseason. You have the home field for the divisional round and winning your division, but can you get the one seed? Can you close out the history of Highmark Stadium by hosting the AFC Championship game? Man, that would be a lot of fun. And the Red Helmets, Week 18. I mean, the only negative I see to that is, well, I would hate it that we'd be watching Mitch Trubisky wearing the Red Helmets Week 18, because hopefully that's a game that doesn't mean anything to the Buffalo Bills and they can rest their starters.
Right, it is possible Mitch looks very handsome in those red helmets. So let's not jump to judgment. But if we're going to talk about like football history and storybook endings, I know we hate to talk about the Patriots here. But, Tommy, the Patriots' first Super Bowl happened exactly this way.
Oh.
They closed their old stadium and won their first ever Super Bowl going into their brand new facility.
All right.
It has happened before,
okay.
Danger.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a storybook ending to Highmark Stadium to say that the last game that they played at the old stadium was the game that got them back to the Super Bowl.
All right, let's get into actual roster stuff, because to get the number one seed, make it to the Super Bowl, win your first ever franchise championship, you need the horses to do it. And one of those horses last season carried a big load, running back James Cook. Tommy, you know he's been asking for a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up at minicamp, but there were questions as to whether or not he would, A, be at training camp this morning, and B, practice at all. Danger, he is there this morning.
He is there, and he is going to practice this morning. We just heard from head coach Sean McDermott a few moments ago. We're going to hear from Brandon Bean later on after practice this morning. I'm sure James Cook will be a big topic of conversation. You know, I was thinking about this. If James Cook wanted to be a Buffalo Bill long-term and wanted the extension from the Buffalo Bills, a hold-in would actually be the play, right? You hold in and you let the team know, no, I want a deal from you
guys.
All
right, let me time you out real quick, because Thomas is making eyes at me like I'm insane.
Doesn't know what he's talking about.
A hold-out is when you don't show up to camp at all.
Yeah.
A hold-in is when you show up, but you don't practice. You just stand there in a shirt.
I'm here because I have to be.
You got it. So go ahead, Danger. I'm sorry.
So I just get the impression, because he is going to be here, he is going to practice, I think he understands what's at stake for him financially. If he has a great season, if he can replicate last season's production this season, he's going to make the money that he is asking the Buffalo Bills for. The Bills aren't necessarily willing to pay him that. It feels like they're a little far away in terms of their negotiation. So excited to see James Cook on the field. Excited to have James Cook have a productive season for the Buffalo Bills this year, but I don't think James Cook is going to be a part of the Bills' plans moving forward, unless James Cook brings his value down a little bit more to the Bills' liking. I would say somewhere in that $11 million per year range.
All right, Tommy, I want to...
Guy's got to live on that.
Tough.
He ain't going to Spain on $11 million.
Ain't no Spain money.
That's right.
I do want to talk about this, because Tommy, it's been a weird negotiation tactic from James Cook and his agent from the beginning, because for those who haven't followed the story, he went on social media and said he wanted to be paid $15 million a year. He is the only pending free agent in the next couple of years that has not gotten a deal from the Bills this offseason. He's also the only one that publicly negotiated. Danger, then there were whispers of him holding out, maybe not coming. He went to minicamp. He is here at training camp. I mean, Tommy, it sounds like he has no leverage based on the moves he's already made, right?
It does.
I mean, Danger, did his agent screw him on this one?
Well, his young agent, I think Cook might be his only client. And when you heard Cook speak at mandatory minicamp earlier this summer, I mean, he basically said, I'm here because I like my money. And so if this is truly just about that, about getting the most bang for his buck in his next contract as possible, then he might have to be playing for another team in 2026.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every weekday, 3 to 6, on the Sports Bar, live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. I mean, look, this is old hat for us, right? It's what we're now there almost 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Josh is there waving at the crowd. We know how this goes. What is new this year, however, Hard Knocks is there. and they are filming. Danger, you're standing there looking around at everything. Do you notice the presence of the HBO cameras as you're
I will say I noticed one thing about Hard Knocks as you're walking in as a fan. You're walking in and you see a sign, a disclaimer that basically says, hey, we're filming here. And by filming here, you consent to your image being used in our product.
So basically no picking and no itching.
No, but they want picking and itching.
You can do the thing that was interesting to me was that it mentioned that you will hold the Chicago Bears, hold harmless of the Chicago Bears. So it's last year's.
Oh, they didn't have a new sign.
It's last year's signage at Buffalo Bills training camp this year. So even NFL films, even the NFL sometimes misses on a detail here or there. It's not specific to the Buffalo Bills. It's just a small thing that I noticed. Aside from that, everything else looks kind of the same, feels kind of the same. I'm sure there's a couple of extra cameras with NFL films on it, but I don't know that it's going to make a big difference or be something that fans or the players really notice.
So we've been having this debate, Danger of the Room, since we found out the Bills were going to be on Hard Knocks. I despise this. Tommy loves this.
Yes.
Kimmy keeps bouncing back and forth depending on the day. I mean, Danger, the Bills are the first team, it seems, because they changed the rules about who can do it, who is being forced to do Hard Knocks against their will.
Yeah.
And we've never really seen a team that didn't want to do it have to give access. I mean, Tommy, we were talking about, will Sean McDermott grant the access that we've seen traditionally?
Well, they almost have to, right? Or why do it?
Based on what? Well, they don't want to do it, though.
Yeah, but you got to sell this team.
Yeah, I hear you, man. If there was only a guy that was MVP on every other commercial and top 10 in jersey sales.
Hey, man, Tommy, you always be selling, baby.
Tommy just wants to see his town on TV.
Yes!
I'm with Tommy on this one, guys. I mean, I think for Rochester, for Pittsburgh, for our community, the way NFL films will likely portray us is just great for our community. It's great for us. Aside from what the Bills, the Bills, like the Bills always have cameras around them. They have their own film crew that's always documenting every move they make and pumping out that content to fans as well. So I don't think it's that big of a deal or that different for the team, for the players. I think for us as Rochesterians, this is a great opportunity for our community to be shown in a great light.
Yeah, Pat. Our community.
Yeah, but I think you...
People that bring in their toters at night and maintain their property values.
I think you want to see it on TV until it's like portrayed in a way you don't agree with.
Well, there's got to be some drama.
No.
Like, there's going to be things that they say about places that are going to annoy you because you're like, well, that's not true about that place, or they got that wrong. No. It's going to be you more pointing out their mistakes than what you see and the places you've been and the excitement around that.
Oh, I don't think you're taking it far enough, and I'll say what everyone's thinking. Right. Danger sounds like a rube right now. Wow, we got TV cameras all around yard. They're going to make us look so cool. Honey, put on your good T-shirt, come outside. You sound like Nixon right before the Frost interview.
How dare you? I was in Europe for 2 weeks. Do I have to remind you?
Honey, give a good Europe T-shirt. I will put it on and I will have HBO camera.
Good Europe.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, every weekday from 3 to 6. What do you guys got going on today, Danger?
Today, we speak to Buffalo Bills captain, or at least 2024 Buffalo Bills captain, linebacker Terrell Bernard joins us in the sports bar.
Do we know if he's a good talker?
You know, much like Matt Milano, I don't know that I've heard Bernard speak. I've heard him at press conferences. I hold his own. Matt Milano, on the other hand, I don't know that he has a vocal cord. I've never heard that guy speak once.
You know, it's funny. With the exception of Deion Dawkins, Tre'Davious White, who is back, and Josh Allen, who never says anything controversial ever, it's almost like general manager Brandon Bean and head coach Sean McDermott try to find guys that don't speak English. Right? Like, you never hear anyone outside of those three guys I just mentioned ever say anything into a call. Yeah. Keon Coleman. That's
four. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to that conversation. We haven't had a chance to talk to Terrell Bernard one-on-one, and we'll do that later on this afternoon, right around 3:25 on The Fan.
Oh, can I slide a question in for you to ask him?
Okay. Yeah.
So, Tommy, Terrell Bernard changed his jersey number from 43 to number 8 this year.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I want to know
that's
that
the
one.
Question?
Okay, but the second question.
Oh, because it's his new house number.
You wouldn't want people to know that, though.
He doesn't care.
Tommy.
He don't answer the door because he don't talk.
So, Tommy, I don't know if you know this. NFL players get a cut of their jersey sales.
Oh, I didn't know.
Right, okay. So, like, Danger, these players that are changing numbers on a semi-regular basis.
Is it a financial move?
Yes. Is he doing it so more people will go out and buy his jersey that already have his jersey from last year?
He ain't gonna admit that, though.
I mean, I'm happy to ask him why.
Call him cheap. Do that. See how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, Danger. Have fun with Terrell Bernard. Catch Danger and Gene, the sports bar, 95.7 The Fan, starting at 3 o'clock today, live from training camp all camp long. And we're going to talk to you tomorrow, Danger.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Can't wait. Danger, always a pleasure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.